At the movies this week, we'll discover a slasher showdown 40 years in the making. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Every October, scary movie fans haul out the classics to rewatch in the days leading up to Halloween. This year, in addition to revisiting the old favorites, fans can also head to theaters to revisit the characters from a classic slasher flick from the 70s in David Gordon Green's Halloween. Halloween picks up the story 40 years after the Halloween Night Massacre that left just one survivor. Since then, Michael Myers, played by Nick Castle and James Jude Courtney, has lived in complete silence in an institution, and Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, has lived in fear and paranoia, preparing for the day when Michael would return. When the bus that's transferring Michael to a new institution crashes outside his hometown on the night before Halloween, Michael sets out on a new killing spree while Laurie prepares for one final confrontation. Now, the latest installment in the Halloween franchise makes a solid attempt to return to its roots, with its old-school feel and its connection to the original story. Of course, that also means that there's nothing new here. As you'd expect, as a 60-something Michael begins another spree, you'll meet the virtuous characters who are bound to make it out alive, and the idiotic characters who are destined to die a ludicrously slow and gruesome death. Really, though, a movie like this one is more about the experience than it is about the story itself. It isn't about clever plot twists or smart dialogue. It's about the ridiculous predictability of it all. It's about sitting in a dark theater with a bunch of people who will laugh together and yell at the screen together as the characters make the worst possible decisions in every situation. It definitely isn't a smart, surprising thriller, but it's still an entertaining one. But is it worth joining the fight against Michael Myers? It could be. If you still watch the original Halloween every October, you'll enjoy this tense and bloody and entirely unlikely new installment. And you may even end up adding it to your annual scary movie rotation. It gets a C+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. The director of the original Halloween, John Carpenter, has said that this will be the final Halloween. But co-writer Danny McBride has mentioned that he hopes he'll get a chance to do a sequel, because he already has an idea in mind for the follow-up. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including the final days of Oscar Wilde in The Happy Prince, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.